I'm 83 years old and decided about 6 or 7 years ago that I couldn't clean my house any longer very well. So hired a housekeeper, and her name is Ellen. And she came, and the first thing she did was show me she drew a circle in my flooring, like, and wrote in it like these satanic circles I'd seen in magazines or on TV, and I was appalled, and I said, "Don't you ever do that again." And I thought she'd leave, but she didn't. She continued cleaning. And she worked for me, still does. And I kept thinking, she's not a very good housekeeper. I should get rid of her. But every time she came, there seemed to be a new reason why I didn't. One time she came in and she was upset. And she said, "Do you have an extra Bible? I know you have a lot of Bibles in your prayer room." And she said, "Do you have an extra one that I could use?" And I said, "I don't. All those are family Bibles. I will get you one, and don't you leave this house until I get it and get back." So I got in my car and drove to the Christian bookstore on Fairlawn. And I went to the Bibles, and I picked up this Bible, and I was in such a hurry and paid for it and got back as she was getting ready to walk out the door. That's why she didn't clean too well. She wasn't here too long, ever. And I gave it to her, and she opened and said, "Oh my goodness, it's big print. Wonderful. I can't see very well." So my first indication was God was with me, and that's why the big print, because I never even looked at the inside. And so this affair goes along, this cleaning and me being her listening board. And she told me she didn't pray. But one day she came in and she was weeping, and she needed, and I said something. She needed something, and I said, "Will you let me pray for you or with you?" And she said, "Yes." So we went in the prayer room, and she filled many Kleenexes with tears. She has two children, both of them are black, different fathers, and they both have children. Tia is the youngest and has three. One, two, three. Three, two, one. Different fathers. Anthony has two children, and he is on drugs, heavy drugs, and was clean for 3 months, which is why it isn't finished. I asked Ellen, because she was supposed to go to a family reunion in Hutchison or Hayes, someplace. And there's two cousins that raped her when she was like 6, 7, 8, 9 years old during all that time. And her demeanor changed. She became extremely angry and mean. And I've never seen her like that, ever. She's very calm, very good-natured. But she was very angry. She said, I wouldn't go except I want to see my mother, who is from Oklahoma. And I asked her, would you be administered to? And I explained to her what administration was. And she said, yes. So I asked Sharon, and she said, yes, of course. So she was supposed to be administered to last night. And she called me Thursday night and said, I want to cancel. Anthony's back on drugs, and I can't trust him to stay at my house. If I were to leave town. So I told her that was fine. I understood. And she said, but I want to be administered to. But I've got to find a time when I can do it without children, because she babysits with her grandchildren. I can't tell you what an awful mess her life is. But the reason she wasn't administered to was Anthony's back on drugs, hard drugs. So it's a demonstration of how God works in our lives if we are quiet and listen to that still, quiet voice that tells us what to do. And if we question what he's saying, he'll repeat it. So, my testimony is that God stands beside us. All we have to do is say, God, and our hearts and minds and spirits are open to receive what he has to offer.